Hello.
Oh, welcome to Late Night Talks with Anguchilik and Inungwat Yon Lun. Welcome to the podcast.
Holy
this is
shit.
Our own podcast.
Thank you.
It is honored to start a podcast with you.
Yes, you too.
It is amazing. It is only 12:23 a.m.
We are in my room right now,
laying in the bed, listening to some lo-fi hip,
some 24/7 radio,
some chill hip hop.
So in this podcast,
we're just gonna let it loose. Just talk about anything.
How's life been, bro?
Oh yeah, I think we should introduce ourselves first.
My name is
Guy. Go first. My name is Emtuk. I am from Kakota. I am from Greenland. And I'm single, and I'm a virgin.
My name is Inungwat Yandrum, and I come from Nuuk, Greenland, and I am kinda in a relationship, and I'm not a virgin.
Let's fucking go.
I am 15.
We're gonna smoke weed today.
Yes, exactly.
I just hope to come. My parents would hear this.
My mom.
my mom. Yeah, we were planning on smoking.
Maybe I'm going to smoke weed for the first time today. He already has. But he didn't inhale properly.
But he still got
properly.
So I'm hoping my first trip will be good.
So I just cuddled with someone for like 4 hours, which feels pretty good.
Having cuddled with someone for a year.
So, feels pretty good. We're planning on making an album. A very retarded album, just for the jokes. And the first song is Poggers in My Mind. Number two is, we already forgot we made like eight songs. We still haven't made them, but we already know the names. But the first song is Poggers
number two,
in My Mind.
The World Is Getting Ready. Number three, Ski Mask Clump in My Throat. Number four, Thinking of Someone Else While Cuddling With You. Number five, Focusing on the World Not Going Up. Number six, Astro Cunt Kiss My Ass. Number seven is by far my favorite, Dried Fish on the Street. And then number eight, When You Have No Motivation, It's Just Nonsense.
Yes.
Then the outro, Emil having a deep, meaningless conversation.
Which is, I probably think it's going to be like 25 minutes. Make the song retarded as possible. So,
how the fuck should we
talk about?
Yes,
I didn't even plan this. Oh yeah, I go to Gilek Snook, and he still goes to a couple school.
I'm 10th grade,
so I'm basically going to high school right now, which is pretty phenomenal.
And I'm going to Gu next year.
Can we please get some poggers in chat for that, please?
Gu X.
Let me tell you the experience. At first, it's like really fucking awkward because you barely know anybody. But as you get to know the other people in your class, it becomes more fun. It's like you're looking forward to wake up early in the morning to go to school.
Because focus school is like,
it's kind of almost like awkward, kind of.
Like you're not really open.
But in GU, you can be open as you want, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Today was basically my lucky day the whole day.
Pretty phenomenal. I've been having a couple of bad few days. But today,
Bellissima. Holy shit.
Bellissima, as I would say.
We said it at the same time. Pox. I don't know.
Monker.
Monker S. Yeah, I'm holding a crown because I went to a ghetto part of Nuke just to be safe. I brought a knife.
Yeah, now he knows. Yeah, it's because every time I'm walking alone in the middle of the night, and if I look behind me and see a guy just walking, I just think he's following me, so I also bring up my knife.
But, it was just to be safe. It was if I was going to get fucking jumped or some shit, because people are out here with my head on their mind.
Yeah. Like fucking the ghetto place you were at is like fucking drug place,
shooting all that shit,
but it's not like the worst part of town. I feel like Rajufed is the worst part.
Really?
Where the murders take place. Yesterday was Friday, and now it's a Saturday. Fuck.
Amazing. Congratulations, Mark. Or like karate. Yes.
Wait, what was the there was also one song with your belt that we named.
Huh?
Graduation for brown belt second.
Nah. Graduation for second.
My brain is shutting up. I just
second brown belt.
Yeah.
It's just
I'm exhausted. Basically been laying down on my bed for like
25%
of the day.
Just pretty poggers.
Chat.
Okay, I'm not going to say her name, but I'm going to try to tell the full story. You're also going to hear the full story, so you heard like small bits of the story. So, my friend, I asked her if she wanted to go smoking. She said, sure.
She
was cold. And then I also got cold because like we were outside smoking for like half an hour. And then I asked her if she wanted to come over. And told her that you could drive her home. And she's like, yeah, sure. And then she came over to my place. And I thought it was going to be only like 30-minute hangout.
4 hours.
Just... It was like the first time she came over to my place.
4 hours.
Like, it was her idea.
Just
fucking extraordinary.
Fucking extraordinary.
At first, when she came over to my place,
she asked if I could play guitar. Like, if I could play guitar for her. And I said, of course, I'm going to play some guitar.
She was pretty happy about it.
She recorded me and put it on her Snap. After that, I put down the guitar, started watching Daily Dose of Internet with her. And I was I laid down in my bed, and she was just sitting on my grandma's bed. Yeah, I share it with my grandma. That is pretty fucking sad, I know. So I was just chilling, watching Daily Dose of Internet. And then she was like, you know what? I have a great idea. And I was like, what is it? Let's cuddle. And I'm like, sure. And 4 hours goes on, we just... watch Daily Dose of Internet for like 30 minutes, and then we start listening to music. We cuddle.
Oh my god,
play with each other.
Okay.
Not like that. No. We didn't like do inappropriate stuff. It's just like the stuff you do.
Alrighty. Got it.
Like the stuff you do to your partner.
Like the stuff you do to your partner when you wanna.
Chill. Oh my fuck! I'm making it sound.
What is?
I was playing with her hand. Her hair. And she fell asleep.
Kind of.
And she also played with my face.
I'm making it sound worse.
Like,
I was just chilling. She
plays with my back, like, let it go around. And it feels pretty good. It's like a massage, like a very soft massage. And I actually fell asleep. I was like, hey, don't fall asleep. Yeah, I'm sorry. And then,
yeah,
she licked me. That's not the first time she licked me. Like, I was just listening to music, just chilling, hugging her. And I just feel a tongue on my chin. And I'm like, did you just lick me? And she was like, yeah. And I'm like, that's the second time you licked me. And then we just laughed it off and just kept on cuddling. Like, it was not awkward silence. It was more like tired cuddling. Like, you just don't want to say anything. Just lay there and just
chill.
Yeah, we were listening to some good old John Mayer songs. Like the first 30 minutes we were cuddling, I tried to make a move, but she rejected it. But the best part is, when I followed her home, she kissed me, which is Parker's pretty
monk-esque.
It's amazing.
Monker.
So yeah, that happened today. That hasn't happened for me in a long time, or it never has been. So you want to talk about your other life experiences?
Like what?
Smoking weed for the first time, like we're opening up to the first episode.
Oh, yeah. Let's start out with the weed.
Yes.
So, it was last year, the summer of 2019. Probably one of the best summers. And there was my friend's confirmation. And he was supposed to go with the people I smoke weed with. And then I stole this place because they asked me to. So we went to his house, the guy that had the weed, and then we fucking prepared that shit with the lighter and shit. And then we went to the basement, fucking sparked that bitch up, you know.
Exactly, like that kush.
You're gonna experience this today.
Exactly. I fucking up, so.
And then we fucking, it all hit us. She was good, laughing. Everything was funny, apparently. And then I took a hit. And then we hear his dad come home. We all went silent. What the fuck? Why am I shaking? We all went silent. And then he went up to see what he was doing. Because he was supposed to be at the confirmation party. He apparently just went home. So me and my friend there, we fucking ran as fast as we could to the store. Still high as fuck. Bought some chocolate and shit. Ate it.
That is an amazing high
food. Yes. And then fucking I went home, and then I realized that I was supposed to hit my sister's place. So I went on my bike, and still high as fuck. Went over to my sister's place, sat down on the couch, just like chill and shit. And then she starts talking about, I don't know, like what I do with my life or some shit. And then she says, I don't care if you start smoking, snooze, or alcohol, just never try weed. And I'm sitting there, fucking baked. Bro, shit is fucked.
This is probably like one of the most irony moments of in the whole world.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Just like so fucking irony.
So
I started smoking like 2 months ago, so like I'm pretty
addicted, but I'm trying to stop because I'm noticing the bad side effects. It's even worse for you because you have asthma, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you smoke a lot, like, per day, you feel that shit. I started smoking.
You started smoking first than me.
Yeah, I did. When was it? Like, May, I think. Yeah.
Damn.
And then really got it.
Why?
So that was fun.
The whole thing just cut off for me, so I didn't hear what you said, but yes, I agree.
Yeah.
At first, I was very addicted to snus, just nicotine pouches. And then they got more expensive, so I was really addicted to nicotine. And one of my classmates, he asked if I wanted to smoke, and I said, sure. And that's the first time I inhaled probably like smoke, and I was like, holy shit, this is better than snus.
Yeah,
so it's been like 2 months since I started smoking.
Bro, fucking remember when we fucking drank in there?
Oh my god, yeah. We said,
this is so much better than snus, we should just do this.
Okay. Full context. A year ago, me and him, we decided to drink because his mom wants to go work at the hospital because she has late night shifts. Then me and him decided to drink, and we drank more than we should have been, than we should have. And Inuma had almost an alcohol poisoning.
I did have alcohol poisoning.
I saved your life, brother.
Yeah.
Crying out in the streets.
Ran away.
I went over to my crush's place to get good help. And to be, but we both literally don't remember anything.
Yeah, fucking, like, around 12 midnight, I blacked out there. I don't remember shit from that moment of time.
Like, we were drinking gin, which is pretty fucking strong.
Like, just straight gin without nothing.
Like, I was knocking on his neighbor's doors, like, loudly as fuck, screaming, I remember. They didn't even answer. Like, what the fuck? You're knocking on your door and you're screaming, wouldn't you answer? Like, someone asking for help, wouldn't you help them?
The last thing I remember was I was crawling to the bathroom to pee, and then I wake up in the morning at my sister's place thinking I'm home. And then I was super confused. Like, I kept reaching over to that, but it was just a wall. I was so confused. I was like, what the fuck happened? And then they told me I was fucking like almost dead in the hallway with no pants.
And then, because you peed yourself.
Yeah. They took me to the hospital. I was fucking picked up by an ambulance and shit. And then I was there for 3 hours fucking getting my blood pumped.
We still don't know to this day why we tried to get out of it.
Yeah.
We still don't know. Because we were locked out because she didn't have the keys.
Because
we didn't have any fucking pants.
Yes.
So we were locked out. I see white stuff coming out of his mouth. Like, oh, fuck, he's dying. There were some kids. I asked them to help me, but they said no. Like, what the fuck? You see a kid, like, looking like he's having a seizure on the ground. And they're saying, oh, we're not going to help you. Like, what the fuck? He's going to die right there. And then I decided to get out and run away. Just go to my crush to get some help.
And they just stayed there.
Yeah, I remember the next day, I was so fucking confused. I didn't know anything. I just see my phone. It's covered in fucking vomit. Which is I don't think I even threw up.
It was my.
Oh, God. Thank God I don't have that phone anymore.
Yeah, so that was the first time I was blackout drunk.
The first time I was blacked out drunk? When was it? What the fuck? Oh, yeah. It was the same time as you, like, the story, which I also blacked out there the first time. The second time I blacked out was the second time we had a party here. And I started crying.
Yeah.
And I cut myself. And it's still visible to this day. Like, did I cut that deep?
Mans took my knife without me knowing and cut himself. me and our friend were smoking in the balcony, and then he just comes out with like toilet paper on his arm and blood.
Yeah, it doesn't sound funny, but like if you know us as a person, it's funny.
Yes,
like we take deep serious stuff just as jokes.
We are dark humor.
Yeah, dark humor. Yes.
And our friend just started talking French. I was so confused.
Yeah, she's talking French, which is pretty attractive.
Really?
Like with her lisp, like she kind of has to like live in the dark French. Like, oh shit! It's pretty.
Sacrebleu.
Now I'm getting tired. So the third time I blacked out was at my friend's party. Like, I got drunk before I came to the party. And my friends told me that in the party I screamed, "I'm horny and I'm still a virgin," like out loud. And I hope to God nobody heard it. My friend also told me that I was sitting on a chair close to a table full of beers, so I tried to stand up and just fell, and made all the beers fall down to the floor. So I basically got all of the people's attention by just standing up, trying to stand up. And one of my classmates told me that he came over to me and just said, "Hey, are you okay?" And I'm like, "I'm too drunk." "Okay, then let's go smoke." And then I say again, "I'm too drunk." Because I was way too drunk for everything.
And on that night, he kept texting me for help. But at one point, he blocked me. So he didn't get my answers. There's something with people when they're drunk and just block me. Like, three people have done that.
It's probably because, like, at that drunk state of mind, they just want to, like, they don't want to send anything embarrassing. Uh-huh. When you're drunk, there's so many drunk texts, stupid stuff you say.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the best way is, like, blocking them. No, that's not the best way. You still see the text.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
But his text just...
were nonsense.
Became moon runes.
Yeah. It's like learning a language without knowing it and texting it. This podcast is sponsored by Color Palettes.
Life isn't about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain.
But Raid Shadow Legends. Okay.
This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is a learning tool for the internet and to make websites and the whole internet and make the whole website to turn into fucking geek as porn.
See, geek is the easiest way possible. I don't remember it.
Like, but we're actually not sponsored.
Yeah.
If we were, it would be amazing.
These sponsors.
This is very sponsored by NordVPN.
They're sponsored by Apple.
That would be amazing. No, get sponsored by Prince.
Yeah.
By the way, Prince is a smoking company from Greenland. They're from Denmark. Cigarette. cigarettes. Yeah.
Oh, I almost cramped my foot. Like, while I was cuddling with my friend, my foot almost kept, I almost cramped so many times because it was so cold. So yeah, I think that's all we have to say in this podcast.
Yes.
The podcast was 25 minutes, and I think that's good enough for the first podcast. So thank you so much for listening, even though probably we're not going to have any listeners.
But yes.
Thanks for listening. How should we end the podcast?
Okay, I don't know. Goodbye.
Parker's in my mind.